6 years of Right Stuff Freedom. It's a celebration coming up next right here on The Right Stuff.
You are listening to the best, the only place to be on Tuesday night. That's right, you're listening to The Right Stuff, and you're at the right place at the right time. From England to Canada, from Detroit to the Coconuts, we are showcasing Christian authors worldwide, giving you tips, tools, techniques, and resources for you, the writer, to hone and perfect your craft. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time right here on WPJC 104.5. And your host, Parker J. Cole.
Hi, and welcome to the anniversary celebration of The Right Stuff. That's right, 6 years of bringing you some of the best in Christian fiction from all over the world. We have authors from China, India, Thailand, the UK, Australia, and guess what? We are steadily seeking more authors from all over the world, and of course in the US of A. We have talked to authors about so many different things on this show. And one thing I love about hosting The Right Stuff is the fact that we have the freedom to express ourselves the way that God intended for us to express it. So we may express our writing in sci-fi, we may express it in romance, or in some of the darker speculative fiction, such as horror or thriller books. But guess what? We celebrate freedom. And it is not unnoticed by me that we are 2 days away from celebrating the 4th of July and the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And this is so significant because back then we had not several, but 13 colonies fighting against the tyranny of a king in England. And guess what? We're fighting against the tyranny of those who would try to limit our freedom to speak about what God has done for us, about the good news of Jesus Christ, or just give someone a wonderful story that's clean, that's wholesome, that's thought-provoking, or that's a little bit darker or richer or very fantastical. We are fighting against those elements. And so today, we are celebrating 6 years of Right Stuff Freedom, giving authors the right and the honor to express themselves however God has called them to express themselves. With me today is my guest co-host and contributor today, Rachel Rossano. Rachel was, as many of you know, the very first person I interviewed back in 2013. Oh my gosh. In 2013, she was my very first interviewer. She had no idea who I was. And our interview back then lasted for 90 minutes. That's right. We were talking for 90 minutes. I can't believe I did a show in 90 minutes. I can't believe that. But over the years, Rachel has continued to be a huge support to me to write stuff. And it's always so great to have her back with me to celebrate the anniversary of when we first helped each other in our writing careers. She helped me by being the first interviewer, and I helped her because I was able to showcase her books. Her first book we talked about back then was called Duty, and now I can't wait to see what she's done so far. One of the things I want to definitely know, I want to hear from you. How has The Right Stuff been a help to you? Have you enjoyed the podcast? If you're an author, you've been on the show, has Right Stuff helped you with your platform? We just want to hear from you. So feel free to call in today at 646-668-8485 and then press that 1 to be live on air. Or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag Right Stuff, with your comments, questions, or just saying some encouraging words. We definitely want to hear from you today as we celebrate Right Stuff Freedom. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers only to be told your themes are a bit too religious. We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction. Speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
Question: if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it. Obvious answer: no. If you were a celebrity or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has 3 packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your books.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, and her guests right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the celebration. We are celebrating 6 years of Right Stuff freedom. That's right. We are celebrating the fact that Right Stuff has showcased Christian authors from all over the U.S. and the world, from all different denominational divides and backgrounds, all different genres. We are talking about freedom today. And it's not lost upon me, and hopefully not you, that we're celebrating this right before the day we celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence, which talks about freedom. And with me is my good friend, Rachel Rossano. As I said before the break, she was the very first person I interviewed on The Right Stuff 6 years ago. I think it was July 2nd, 6 years ago, 2013. I think that's it. So, Rachel, thank you so much for joining us back on the show this year.
It is always a pleasure to be here. I always enjoy it, and I love talking whatever topic you have brought up, and it is just an honor to be hanging out with you tonight.
I remember our first show was entitled Romantic Love versus Arranged Marriage. And at that time, I would do the shows based off the theme of your books. Now I just highlight the books. Back then, I would base it off the theme of your book. And the book that you were highlighting that year was called Duty. And it was about this woman who married this man out of duty. She didn't love him. And one of the things he talked about in that show was the fact about arranged marriages. Could I really marry someone that someone else arranged for me? I mean, you know, can I go, yeah, I'll love and honor this guy that my mom and dad picked out. I don't know if I could do that. But so many people did. And that was a fascinating conversation, our very first episode. I think maybe one day I'll play it again, but I may have to cut it out because it was 90 minutes.
Yes.
It was a 90-minute show.
Yep.
You know, but a lot's changed since then, Rachel. So go ahead and catch us up.
Oh, I've written more books since then. I've published more books, nothing this past year, but I'm working hard on trying to get at least 3 more out this year. At least that's my goal, you know. So things don't always go as planned. Like, I think last year I was talking about The Seventh Born, which is the first of a trilogy of books that's speculative fiction. And so I'm trying to get the second and third book out this year, and I'm also trying to get the third book out of my Reinen series, which is Duty was the first one, and I'm now trying to get the third one published. So, yep, a lot to do this year.
You know, it's funny because you said Duty was the first book, and now you work on a third book in that trilogy. It lets you know that just as a writer, your mind changes. You get different ideas. Sometimes time constraints won't allow you to dedicate as much time to a particular idea as you would like. And now you're on the third book of the trilogy. And as an author, how has things changed from you from the first time you wrote Duty to where you are now?
My home life has changed a lot. I started out with little kids, and I could write during nap time, and now I have 2 9-year-olds and a almost 12-year-old. So life has significantly changed. No more nap time.
Oh my God.
But they're a little bit more of the, no, you guys need to go do something for an hour or two so mom can work. But yeah, it's changed significantly, but it has all been good. It has not been, you know, it's change is always good. Your kids grow up and your life changes and your requirements of what you have to do change. And as long as, you know, it's like writing's priority for me, so I stick it where I can and keep working forward. It just, yeah, right now it's very slow.
Well, yeah, well, you got a kid, they need to, you got to do, cause I think you homeschool still, don't you?
Yes,
don't,
I
you
do homeschool,
yeah.
Still, so.
Yeah, because you homeschool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this past year things kind of went, writing stuff was completely paused for the school year because I had to help with tutoring some 12 to 13-year-olds this year. So that was all my writing time went to prep work for teaching.
Yeah.
So, but it was worth it. It was a decision that I made, and I don't regret it. So trying to get back into the swing of writing things now. So, yep.
Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with that. I, of course, and most of my listeners know, when I dealt with my twin sister and the crisis we dealt with, 2 months, nothing came out. Nothing was happening.
Oh, yeah.
I was more so on my knees praying, like,
oh,
Jesus, please protect my darling, you know. So I totally understand what life happens. And it's funny because, you know, as you grow as a writer, life is going to happen to you that's going to affect your writing.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily that you may take a hiatus, but your thoughts expand. I know for myself, before this crisis with my twin sister had happened, even back in 2016 when she was first diagnosed with ovarian cancer, that was a huge stretch of faith for me back then, 2016. And now that it's come back, and it's come back, and she almost lost her life several weeks ago, it changed me. And it's almost as if you can delve into the emotions of a character, let's say where you may know about it peripherally, now you know about it very intimately. And having someone who is on the brink like my twin sister was and be able to now, I could probably write that better now. Not that I want to write something horrible like that, you know,
but just
the empathy. And that's why authors, when we write, our life experiences are going to be a reflection of that, wouldn't you say, Rachel?
Yes, definitely. We had a rough year this year. We lost our pastor, and that was in. I was really good friends, and I still am really good friends with his wife and his daughters. And it's very hard, and it changes you as you struggle through trying to help someone else go through grieving and the grieving process, and still coping with all the things that happen afterwards. Because even though they're going, you know, he's going to glory, he's in glory praising the Lord, life doesn't stop for the people down here. And coping with the first, the big thing is the first, because you run into them. And, you know, you expect it Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, birthdays, you know, you expect it then. But there's a lot of firsts that creep up and hit you in the gut when you don't expect it. And trying to be a support to people as they're going through that is so, it's hard. It's really hard to know what to do and what to say. And going through that process has made it so that I can write better for characters who are going through that process, because I've been there. I've witnessed it firsthand. I've gone through it myself in the past. And so it's a good resource that I can tap into.
Yes.
And it informs my writing, and it helps my writing to bless others.
It's amazing because on Write Stuff, we often talk about freedom. And one of the things that this show has done is showcase so many different authors and so many different genres. And with that, the reason why we showcase so many different genres is because not everyone is going to have the same story. And I think in some ways that's when mainstream Christian publishing has erred, because they tend to guide the writing in such a way that it becomes the same story I read with a different person's name. And that's why we have such a prolific group of indie authors I've showcased on the show over the years, because they write about everything. Okay, they write about some stuff that you were like, whoa, wow.
Yeah.
You know, like, I never thought about that, you know. Like, and sometimes they share their stories. And that freedom that comes from that varied experience is, I think, an element of right stuff that we have. What would you say to that, Rachel?
I love that aspect because I don't – my life is very different than other people's lives. You know, each of us have a very different life. We have a different take on things. You might be having similar experiences, but we all have different perspectives, and these different perspectives can inform each other, and they can encourage each other, and they can help us see – things that we don't necessarily see until later because we see it through somebody else's eyes. And that's why writing is so powerful, is because we're putting ourselves in somebody else's brain and seeing things from a different person's perspective, and that expands our understanding of things. And
exactly.
It's beautiful. It is.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And I like the fact that we've had so many different authors on here with that. And they all come with so many interesting stories to tell. And one of the things I love when we have authors on the show, I like to always ask what their writing process looks like, because I'm a pantser. I'm a pantser through and through. I try plotting. It just doesn't work for me. I can't do it. I am not a woman who is just, I can't plot it out. And I envy those who are plotters in a way.
Yes.
I envy
yes.
them because they know where they're going in life, okay?
Yes.
I am just making my way through, you know? And
yep,
it's okay.
Yep.
But, you know, tell us a little bit about your process, Rachel. Has it changed since
six years ago
when you first
yes.
started? How's that happened now?
I was definitely a pantser. I started out full pantser. I couldn't plot because it got too boring and I didn't want to write anymore. And if I lost interest in the story, obviously it's going to be boring to my reader. But I have matured in some ways. I guess I don't know why I want to say matured, because it kind of is like saying I'm better now and better above other people who don't change. Don't take it that way. But I've gotten to the point where I could see the benefits of plotting, but I cannot plot. I cannot be a full plotter where I can tell you every detail ahead of time. I'm more like I have now a game plan. I have scenes that I have planned out ahead of time and written down, not all the details, just like this happens in this scene. I have my loose framework has become more filled out before I start a story, and that has actually made me produce better work, because I have less things that I have to remember going forward, which is actually really good when I have three kids.
Yes.
They take all
I
your brain
so.
Power and interrupt. But it has helped, but I'm still not. I have friends who are writers who are full-scale plotters, and then when their plot doesn't work out, they get so frustrated, and they have a hard time getting back on track, and they have a hard time figuring it out. And I like my happy place in the middle. I pants and plot. So I plot, and then I pants.
Right.
So
you know
I pants in
I
the
get
middle.
It.
Yeah.
I get and, it. I get it.
And it's a loose plot. So if something changes and I decide I want to keep it, I go, okay, we're reorganizing the second half of this book. And we do it. And we go forward, and it's better for it. So yeah, I like the happy medium of both. So, yep.
I tell you this, I'm going to go ahead and affirm your word mature, because I think you are wonderful that you've matured as a plotter, because I haven't gotten there yet. And here's the thing, I actually see the benefit of plotting. I just can't do it, because for me it's like, and like you said, for me I found it boring. And I remember, I think I said this before on the show, I've plotted out an entire book. I had every scene plotted out.
Yeah.
And I had 11 chapters. It has never gotten written.
Exactly.
Never gotten
you took
written.
Away. You took away the surprise. And that's why I like to write, is I'm telling myself the story. So I'm very careful not to tell myself the parts that I, you know, I don't go into the detail, the satisfying detail, and go, nope, I just know this happens in this chapter. And I'm not going to go into writing it at this point. I'm just saying, oh, it happens here. And then when I get there, it will be richer because I'm basing it on what I've written before it. And I will know it better what I want to say. I just know this event happens here. So that way I have freedom to go, oh, it happens in this room, or it happens in that room, or this person's involved, or this one, you know. You can change the situation and not have your whole plot fall apart. And it's interesting.
So some people be wondering, why are you talking about this? Well, this thing about freedom with the right stuff is that we understand that as authors, life is going to happen to you. And may have been the person who may have plotted everything. There are some people, they know how their day is going to go from the moment they wake up to the moment they go to sleep. And then something gut-wrenching may happen in your life, whether it's a shock of a good or bad nature. It doesn't matter, but something happens and throws you off course. Guess
right.
what? Right Stuff has also showcased those authors, too, because
yep.
we understand that life is just doesn't always work out according to plan. What does help is knowing that the Lord is with us throughout this whole process. And I think when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how unique the Right Stuff podcast is, because this is a podcast that is unashamedly, unequivocally, a podcast for Christian authors who celebrate the gift that God gave them to write. We pray for each other. We pray with each other. And we pray about each other. And we're going to talk about that coming on the other side of the break. You can weigh in on our topic and call in and let us know what Write Stuff has done for you, or let us know how you were encouraged, your favorite books or authors. Just call in at 646-668-8485. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Write Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Have you read the latest issue of SOARMAG Digital, the award-winning literary magazine for multicultural readers and writers? SOARMAG Digital is available quarterly and showcases interviews with the best authors in multicultural literature. SOARMAG Digital features craft and business articles for those interested in writing. If you're looking for a good book, check out our book reviews on what's hot in multicultural literature. For writers looking for new readers to get in front of, SOARMAG Digital is the perfect place to introduce your book. We offer advertising spaces that fit your promotional budget. Get your free subscription on SOARMAG.com. or order a print issue on magcloud.com. If you would like more information about SOARMAG Digital, check us out on SOARMAG.com or contact us at SOARMAG@yahoo.com. SOARMAG Digital is the magazine for multicultural readers and writers.
Engaging the culture's imagination through speculative fiction, The Untold Podcast produces audio fiction from a Christian worldview. Find us over at untoldpodcast.com, where we partner with authors to tell science fiction, fantasy, supernatural, and horror stories. Find links at untoldpodcast.com to subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, and a variety of other platforms. Each month we produce high-quality audio fiction that's free to download and free to listen. Our submissions are open, and we're always looking to add another great story to over 24 hours of narrative entertainment. Find all of our audio fiction over at www.untoldpodcast.com.
God gives humans the gift of making amazing stories to glorify Him. At SpeculativeFaith.com, our ministry is to help fans explore fantasy, science fiction, supernatural stories, and beyond from an intentional and biblical Christian perspective. We share daily articles and have extensive archives tackling hot topics like end times beliefs, the art of writing, creative excellence in the Christian subcultures, discernment, sex, magic, Harry Potter, and space aliens and the Bible. If you are a parent or anyone else with a discriminating palate, our reviewers explore fantastical novels, movies, television, and games in light of God's beauty, goodness, and truth. Want to find Christian stories? The SpecFaith Library lists every fantastical novel we can find from a Christian author. It's all part of our mission to discern, engage, and enjoy fantastical human creativity in honor of our Creator, Jesus Christ. SpeculativeFaith.com, exploring fantastical stories for God's glory.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the Queen of Tuesday Night, Parker J., and her guests right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5, celebrating 6 years of Right Stuff freedom. That means we have been celebrating authors from all over the world, Christian authors that bring the gift that God gave them to the written word. Thank you so much for joining for the celebration. With me is the very first person I ever interviewed on the show is Rachel Rossano. And every year, that poor woman comes back and helps me every year. Again, Rachel, thank you again for being with us on the show as always. And we do have a caller. We have a caller calling in, Mia. Ooh. Mary from Atlanta. Mary, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you. Hope y'all are as well.
Doing very well.
I stumbled across you a couple of months ago in one of the groups that Facebook groups that we're in, and I was delighted to find this radio show and the fact that it promotes the Christian authors. I'm not an author, okay? I spend my time helping promote my friends at all, okay? And I think with, well, I mean, you know, that's got to have cheerleaders, you know? I think with the closing of a major Christian bookstore chain, it's going to be even more important for your radio program and all for us to be able to find, you know, books that we're looking for instead of having to troll through online, you know, places and take a shot in the dark. At least we can hear some authors and hear you talk about books and find some. So I'm really excited that I came across you.
Mary, thank you so much for just letting us know that you came, that you stumbled across us, and I enjoy hearing that. And I know what chain of stores you're talking about. And till you said it, I never thought of it in that light. Did you, Rachel? I never thought of it in that light that, hey, we're going to need a backup.
More and more things go on the web, it's harder and harder to find good quality stuff. It is.
Yeah.
And I'm a member of a Christian writers group. Like I said, although I'm not a writer, I piddle with stuff. I won't ever be published, but I piddle with writing. But I have told several of them about your program, and I've got a meeting to go to next week where they want me to actually tell the entire group about it because they're looking at the fact that your program is going to be a great way to, you know, get the word out about their books. So I wish you the best.
Mary, thank you so much. If you need to contact me offline, just let me know, and I'll give you all the information you need that you need to take with your meeting. We would love to partner with you. So thank you. Thank you for calling in
and
let us know. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'll message you again. I actually got some information from you about a month ago, and what to tell folks. But I'll message you again so I can make sure everything I got is good. So,
all right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And, you know, Rachel, it's funny that Mary said that because I literally did not think about that as our freedoms are being censored out, and we can see it already, they're being censored out, we're going to need more outlets such as what Write Stuff does for Christian authors to showcase their work. And one of the things that we are unashamedly, like I said before the break, we're unashamedly Christian. This show is for Christian authors. And I make no apologies for that, and I never will. I remember some people have told me, well, you need to branch out. And I think to myself, here's what you can do. You can go online, find a platform, and create your own show. Okay,
you
have every right to do that. And I have never understood how people will try to limit what you're doing based off what they think you should do instead of doing what they want to do. And that's the thing about why we're so focused on freedom today, because freedom is being attacked in so many different ways. Some of the freedom is subtle and some of it is very overt, but freedom to express ourselves is being attacked. And to not see that is to kind of have the blinders on right now. So I thank God that he is allowing us to continue to do what we do, which is showcase Christian authors all over the world. And we did get another comment. We got a comment from Erica. Erica, thank you for your comment. Erica says, hi, Parker. Love your show for a long time. Congratulations on your 6 years. She asks, how many authors have been on your show? Also, have you formed bonds with some authors because of the writing abilities? Which book shocked you the most? Erica, thank you so much for those questions, because I'm trying to think of how many authors have I showcased. And, gee, I don't know. It's been hundreds, I think. I think it's been hundreds over those 6 years. If you do a show a week for 50 weeks out the year, except when I got into that car accident back in 2015, and then when I got sick, maybe like – I don't know, Rachel. What do you think?
I don't know. That's a lot, though. And you've touched so many people even beyond the show, too, with your presence on Facebook and your group and a lot of other avenues that you've been reaching out to people and supporting people on. It's not just this talk show. So,
that is
mind-boggling.
You know, Yeah, she was asking. I'm like, I have no clue, actually.
Yeah.
I just do what the Lord calls me to do. I tell you, this is the thing I run home to when I work. I think about it all the time. I always think about what more could I possibly do. And then she says, have you formed bonds with some authors because of their writing abilities? And that's kind of like a tricky question because I always don't have a chance to read every book on my show. And then there are some books that I gravitate naturally towards. Like because I write romance, I may gravitate toward a romance book faster than I may gravitate toward some other book. But I can tell you I have formed deep bonds with the authors I've had on the show. Like for you. Like I'm not one of those people. And I say this to every author. And every author who's on the show knows I say this. I am not interested in short flings. I'm not interested in that. I want a long-term relationship where we help each other out. That's why we can have repeat people on the show. We can have, like, if you called me and said, hey, Parker, I need you to put me on the show for this date, and if I have it available, I'll do it. If I don't, I say, okay, here's my next available, you know.
Right.
Because kingdom builders build together, wouldn't you say, Rachel?
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that long-term support is really crucial. It's crucial because we're in the long game. We're not sprinting. We're marathoning. And it's going to be a long time, and we keep building and keep building and keep building. And we might not always be in touch every single day, but that doesn't mean we don't have a relationship, we don't have that friendship that you keep going back to.
And some people, I've heard of other shows where they have people who, I've heard of other shows where they have people that they can come on there one time and that's it. There's nothing else to talk about. But me, it's like, you know, we're in this together. We're all kingdom builders. So I need to be the one to help you out, too. You know, I want you to help me. You help me out by coming onto my show. I help you out by being there. Hey, did you get your second book done? And you know what that does? It
that
encourages
helps.
The author to say, hey, I got to keep writing because I'm going to be on Parker's show again.
Oh, yeah.
And who was it recently? I got to call out Tim Hurst. So he's going to shoot me because I got to call out Tim Hurst. Tim Hurst wrote this wonderful series of books, high fantasy, Christian fantasy, called The Kinsman Tree. It was The Kinsman Tree. And I hadn't read them when he was on my show the first two times. When I went to Colorado this year, I had a chance to read them. And those books were so good. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to read more of my author's books so I can be like, oh, man. Because I don't want that to be a prelude where you can't come and show me your book. I didn't want to be like that because I don't think that's the case, you know. And I told Tim, he actually helped me out through some spiritual things I was going through because I was depressed and going through some stuff, and reading his book elevated me. So when Erica asked the question, did I bond? Yes, I bonded through their writing ability, yes, but also bond through the fact that we help each other out. You can come on the show more than once. You can, you know, if you have 10 books, maybe we'll do all 10 of them. We don't know, you know, but the thing is that we're in it for the long haul. We're definitely in it for the long haul. And then her last question was, which book shocked you the most? Again, that's a toughie because I've yet to have a book I haven't enjoyed on the show, so I can't really say it. Some books do leave a lasting impression. And so with that, I guess, and I hate to call out people's names because then you think, oh, you didn't call my name, Parker. I said, it's so many. I can't keep them all together. But I would say one of the books that actually spawned a new topic for me on the Parker J. Cole show, for those of you who know I do a Saturday show where we kind of do more like commentary, has been R.D. Palmer's book, The One. And it talks a lot about artificial general intelligence. And because of his book and his insight into that, I'm starting to see things bigger. So that book, it wasn't much of a shocker as much as an eye-opener into something I was completely skeptical about. So I want to thank R.D. Palmer for him, and he's been a huge supporter of the show. He wrote in, he said, thank you for everything you do, Parker. You help so many, and your radio show is a Christian ministry. And then he says this, he says, my thoughts are that you, that when you release a new book, you should be interviewed by one of your co-hosts.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, I feel awkward, though. It's like I'm supposed to have you here. You're the important one, not me. You know, but it's an honor to have that kind of support. And so many authors have been supportive of Write Stuff, so many. And they're always like, they'll share the links or they'll talk about it or say, hey, you got to watch this one or be here, you know. So I got to say, Erica, those are really good questions. For those of you who are listening in, you want to weigh in and say hi to us, let us know what Write Stuff has done for you. If you're online holding, just press that 1. We'd love to hear from you, or you can hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag write stuff. You know, I think, Rachel, too, that because of the fact that this is a Christian show, Christian authors feel they feel safe being
yes.
here. They feel safe because
yes.
we pray for each other. Like, I've
mm-hmm.
had several prayer broadcasts, and I remember the first time I did, I thought, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. No, it's going to. And people just started inundating me with prayer requests and said, please
yes.
pray for this. And you realize just how real the struggle is. You know,
yeah.
for some authors, like they're trying to, you may look up and you say, well, I'm trying to get my book done. They can't get the book done because of something
yeah.
else going on, you know.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts about that, Rachel?
Well, a lot of us are dealing with self-doubt, and a lot of us deal with a lot of insecurities about
mm-hmm.
different aspects of the process. And it's hard to get past those insecurities sometimes. There's
yeah.
points and you go, my life would be so much less complicated if I didn't do this. But at the same time, at least for me, this is something God wants me to do. It's not something I can
yeah.
give up, and it bothers me if I don't. And so, yeah, but it's the support. The support is so necessary, especially prayer support. And as you said, you know, like if you were thinking about an author and, like, this person hasn't put the next book out, sending an email or sending a note on, you know, a message on Facebook or on Twitter or something, just say, hey, I just read the book again, or I just was thinking about you. When's the next book coming out? I'm really looking forward to it. That means a lot. Because
yes. Yes.
when I've gone through this season where I haven't been able to do what I want to do because of other commitments and other decisions, I needed that. I needed that to a reminder that, no, my readership is out there waiting for the rest of the story. My readership
yes.
is out there looking for more from me, and my words that are coming from the Lord, you know, through me, I'm being used by Him. They are blessing people, and I need to
yeah.
continue being an instrument. And it's not just about me. It's about the message. It's about the story. It's about reaching people and encouraging people and being part of this big, huge community. And it's that reminder is so important, because otherwise we get very insular and get very focused on ourselves, and it's debilitating when we do that. You know, it's just...
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And we have
yeah.
a caller calling in. Looks like a caller calling in from Indiana. Indiana, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Parker. This is Tammy Melson. I was calling to totally agree with everything she's saying. I mean, your work is what you do to help people. And, you know, new writers and writers in general in the group, and the support that we all give each other is just, I think, totally amazing. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's like we're all here for each other, and it's Christian-based, you know, or it's
oh, yeah.
faith-based. And I just want to let you know that, you mean, this is just a great, you know, you're doing this is just absolutely awesome. And
thank you so much, Tammy.
Whatever thing she, you know, she was saying about the support system that we all create with each other, that's just, I think that's just so vital to keep writing. So,
yes.
Yes. Anyway, I was just on the tape. Congrats on your one that you have. anyway.
Thank you, Tammy. You know, Tammy's new to our Write Stuff author. She just finished one of her books recently, and I have her book. I've been reading it off and on because I have to write, and I have to pick it up, and I write, and I pick it up. I said, poor Tammy's like, what did you think? I'm like, I loved your book. I love what I've read so far. And I tell her that. I love what I've read so far. So she's a wonderful author, and she's, you know, figuring things out. And I think that support is what Write Stuff offers a lot, is that we offer that support to each other because it's vital, I
yes.
think, because – writing can be lonely. It can be lonely.
Yes.
But then when you look up and you can say, hey, I want to kill my character this way. Does this make sense? You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you do that.
We're so devious sometimes.
I know. Because there are conversations only authors can have. There are only
oh, yeah.
certain conversations
yes,
authors
totally.
Can have that make sense. I remember one time I was at my writer's meeting and I said, hey, so I need to have my kid get hurt or something. And
mm-hmm.
they were like, what kind of book are you writing? We do have another caller calling in. Caller, how are you doing today?
Hi, Parker. This is R.D. Palmer.
Hey, R.D. I was just talking about you.
I heard that. It made me even more humble, so thank you. But I just wanted to, by voice and over the radio, certainly thank you for everything that you're doing. And I just wanted to just reiterate something from 1 Thessalonians, and that is, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. And that's exactly what you, your co-hosts today are doing. And just we pray for so many blessings for you and want to thank you again. And I'll hang up.
Thank you, R.D. Thank you so much, R.D. And for those of you who don't know, you know, R.D. has been our resident techie support for our Artificial General Intelligence show on the Parker J. Cole show. And we met via Peter Younghusband, who I need to give a shout-out to. I need to give a shout-out to Peter Younghusband, a few more on the other side of the break for those who have made the Rice Up by providing us with guests. And so we still are going to take a really quick break, and you still have a chance to call in at 646-668-8485 and then press that 1 to be live on air. We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
If you are an author looking to gain visibility for your books, then authorshout.com is the place to go. We have a wide variety of affordable products and services to include a member zone that will help you get the word out about your books. Our team here at authorshout.com specializes in creating stunning digital products to include book banners, teaser videos, book trailers, book covers, and a whole lot more. So what are you waiting for? Stop by authorshout.com today and let our team connect you with a world of new readers.
The Speculative Fiction Cantina is your weekly hypodermic injection of science fiction, fantasy, horror, alternate history, and things weird and wonderful in the world of books and writers. You'll hear from writers who bend the rules and drive the narrative. We ask authors the hard questions. We do the show in our pajamas. Join S. Evan Townsend on this journey over the rainbow and through the looking glass. The Speculative Fiction Cantina on Rightstream Radio every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J. and her guests, right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the celebration of 6 years of The Right Stuff. We are celebrating freedom, we're celebrating faith, and we're celebrating family. That means the family of writers today through the hosts of the Right Stuff podcast. So we showcase Christian authors from all different denominational divides and from all walks of life and all over the world. With me today is my guest co-host and contributor, Rachel Rossano, the very first person I interviewed on this show 6 years ago. Rachel, once again, thank you so much for being here with me to just bring in the new year of Right Stuff. And I need to take a few moments to thank some people. So some of you who've been following the show may know that I play certain people, certain podcasts, commercials all the time. And you may be saying, oh, my gosh, Parker, get a new commercial, you know, because I hear the same commercial all the time. And the reason why I can't, Rachel, and I know you can attest to this, I cannot forget the people who have helped me along. So I want to thank the partnerships I've had with Speculative Faith from Crossover Alliance. I want to thank the partnership I have with Right Now Literary Book Tours. I want to thank Simply Said Reading Accessories. I want to thank SoarMag Digital Magazine. And I want to thank Author Promo. I want to thank S.F. Townsend and his podcast, which is all Speculative Fiction, the Speculative Fiction Cantina. And I also want to thank the Untold Podcast of Nathan James, because I've all worked with these people in some capacity over the years. And then I also need to give a shout-out to Peter Younghusband. I know you know who he is, Rachel. Peter Younghusband.
So. Yes.
Yeah, he does a lot of spec fiction. And then to Deborah Dunson, who is also a reviewer, I want to give a shout-out especially to them, because they've actually part of my board of reviewers now, and they actually seek out authors to be on the show so I can showcase them. So maybe if they know what I look for in an author, they know what type of books I like, which is all types, but we don't want to get something weird either. My gosh, that's a little bit off kilter. So you know, but I want to thank them too. And isn't it important to give honor to whom honor is due, Rachel?
Yes, yes, very much.
Yeah. And I was thinking about that as I was going through the list of people to thank. And, of course, I have to thank my agent, Vanessa Gross. I have to thank her. She's in the UK. I thank her because she was the person who said, Parker, several years ago, she said, Parker, I think you should have a radio show. And I remember thinking, oh, you do, huh? You know, you think that's a great idea, huh? Never thinking of where this show would take me. Never thought about it.
She's a smart lady.
Oh, she has lots of insight because of the show. I've showcased authors from all over the world. I've showcased authors who were terrified to speak in front of people because most authors speak better through words than through radio. I remember I had one author on the show. She was so nervous. But by the time she was done, she said, I don't know what I was so nervous about, Parker. I said, well, it's kind of terrifying to talk to people you don't know. And I think that's what I like about this show, too. And you can attest to this. You've been on here a few times. You know, we tend to have a conversation. It's not like you put on a spotlight with a huge thing over your head going, you know, tell me where you were July 18th, you know. It's nothing like that. It's a conversation. And that conversation is open for everyone to listen to. And people can call in. They can ask questions. They can weigh in. And having that dialogue is so important. And I think, and I would love to get your thoughts on this too, Rachel, I think it's an important part of the freedom that we have, because when you stop dialogue, when you stop discourse, you are essentially imprisoning free speech, and that's under attack today. And what are your thoughts about that?
Well, through dialogue and conversations, we express ideas, and we share ideas, and we shape and hone them and work on our ability to express them. And if you shut down the discussion of certain things, or actually just pretty much anything, if you shut it down and aren't willing to at least discuss it and address issues, then they become items of fear or items of shame or, they're ostracized in some way. And so it's very important to continue having dialogues and discussions about important topics. And even if you don't necessarily agree with the person you're dialoguing with, it's important to learn how to express and clearly understand their perspective and their position, as well as learn how to express yours. And it's important. It really is. It's important for everyone, no matter the topic.
Because freedom of speech basically is the freedom of ideas. It's the freedom of exchange. And that is so important. And one of the things that we're experiencing as authors is various platforms that we're using are trying to censor that. And we all had a rude awakening rather recently where it's making it harder for authors to get out there with readers. Or if you want to get with your readers, you have to play by someone else's rules. For that reason, I am building a platform for Write Stuff to where we don't have to worry about someone censoring our information. We don't have to worry about someone censoring what we're writing about. Because one thing I'm big on, and most people who've followed the show for years, you know this, I've had books about all types of subjects. I've had Christians from both sides of the political spectrum, from liberals to conservatives to mods. You know, I've had Christians who are more legalistic in some ways, some maybe more free. It doesn't matter, but I've had it because I truly believe in the discourse, in the discussion. And even if we don't agree with each other, the fact is that you've had an opportunity to get your thoughts and your ideas out there. And if someone else can listen to that idea or take in your thoughts and say, hey, maybe you may have a point on this, or maybe I need to rethink that. And when you shut down the freedom of speech, which is so important, we don't really realize how important it is until we can't say anything anymore.
That's
when you start to realize it. And so we're working on a platform for Write Stuff where our readers and our authors at all continue to congregate and have the freedom of expression in a godly love and in godly harmony. We're not always going to agree. There's no way possible. We're not always going to agree with each other. But we definitely are going to have that platform so we can talk. And, Rachel, just as an author yourself, having that freedom of expression, how would you describe it for other authors listening to us today?
What the freedom of expression is?
Yeah.
Being able to express your ideas and opinions without worrying too much about somebody telling you, no, you can't say that. You have, with the freedom of expression, it also comes with consequences. Don't saying that it does, not saying it doesn't. So you have to be aware of that and live by that. But at the same time, it's the ability to express yourself about topics and in ways that are good. We should, they should be good. You know, it's not just like anybody can say anything. It's more along the lines of you should be able to express your opinions as long as you do it respectfully. And, I think it's important. I think it is important. Even if I don't agree with you, I think it's important you be able to be expressing your opinion. So,
and that's important. That's important because disagreements are actually very good because when you realize you disagree on something and you may go, but it makes perfect sense to have A.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you think
A
doesn't matter? And then you go, well, the reason A doesn't matter is because of this. And you go, oh, I never thought about that. So it helps you with critical thinking skills to evaluate one thing versus the other. And that's what, you know, a lot of Christian authors that we have, they're going to talk about different things. That's why I always open up, I tell Christian authors, they may, like, I know, for example, like one of your books, and a lot of your fantasy books, I don't think you have magic in yours, right, Roger? I think you have magic
in yours.
No,
I have more like it's a science-based telepathy type thing. It's not magic.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And you have, but you have strong feelings about that, right? But then I may have another author that wants to have it there. And it's not like you're both wrong or you're both right. It's just you both have a different view about something like this, for example.
Right.
And because of that, Write Stuff offers that author out there who says, hey, my work has not been accepted by, let's say, a mainstream publisher. How can I get that thought out there? And I let people know, hey, contact me because I'm pretty sure you can be on my show. Unless it's really off the wall where I go, okay, I'm weirded out.
and I
don't get weirded out too easily.
I'm getting weirded out,
you know. Yeah, and so that's when we talk about freedom, the freedom of celebration, the freedom to be able to write as God calls you to write. Because some people, God may call to write a different story than someone else. Like some people may be called to write faith-based women's fiction. Some people may be called to write sci-fi. Like I'll pick on R.D. Palmer. When he wrote about The One, which is about the Amish fighting against artificial general intelligence, when he wrote about that, that was something no one, as far as I know, no one had ever written that before. He took two different genres, dystopian and Amish, and threw them together.
And put them together,
like, wow, how did that happen? You know?
Yeah.
And so he did something someone else had did. And because of that, guess what? A whole new show, line of show opened up just for me. And I told R.D. himself, I said, I've been just grateful for that. And I think about Tim, I think about Mark, and so many others I can call on who have opened up the doors for other authors. So that's what the Freedom Celebration of Write Stuff is all about, the freedom to express the gift that God gave you in the written word. You know what, Rachel? We are getting close to the end of our show today, and I have just enjoyed having you with me today, as I always have you every year. But I want people to have an opportunity to get in touch with you. So go ahead and tell us where we can find you online.
I have a website. It's my name, Rachel Rossano, R-O-S-S-A-N-O, .com. and I'm on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter, and if you just Google my name, I think I'm pretty much the first page. So I've got a lot of stuff out there, and you can get in contact me with any of those ways, and I try really hard to respond every time somebody tries to contact me. I try to give a personal response if I can. So I look forward to meeting anybody who wants to do that. So I'm out there.
And Rachel, thank you so much for being with me again for another year of the Write Stuff. There's going to be plenty more to come, plenty more changes to come, because like I said, we're building the platform now so we can keep us all together. And I'm looking forward to Mary. She called in and she said about the meeting that she's going to. I'm like, oh my gosh, wonder what happened there, you know? So I'm really looking forward to that, and hoping we could get more authors out there, because it's my goal as the Lord gives me, and as he tarries, to showcase every Christian author from all over the world. And I have to say, as we get ready to close, it's my honor to showcase my Christian authors. It's an honor. I find it very humbling that you would trust me to showcase your books, whatever they are, on this show each and every week. I thank you all for your help. I thank you for making this show what it is. So from the bottom of my heart, to every author out there who have interviewed or will interview, thank you so much for letting The Right Stuff be the place where you showcase your books for the last 6 years. So, from the Queen of Tuesday Nights, you have a wonderful, absolutely glorious, blessed day.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of The Right Stuff. Follow Parker online at parkerjcole.com. To hear this show and other shows, visit the show archive at therightstuffradio.wordpress.com. We'll be back same time next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.